We said that batsim, the concept of das is the person is able to understand things on his own. Like you find, Avraham Avinu was meyatzo olam haTorah. He was able to, his kloyus became like this mayan, and he was able to understand her. It means the Ramban says meyatzo is ruach hakodesh. In tizolamer malono love Avraham Avinu shkoyach. Avraham Avinu has das, and he figures things out himself. What does it do with the triangle? How many are alone in Nifl? Let's think about this. Tanan b'chagiga yiral from base. In Darshan b'merkab b'yachel umkein ha'yachachem maybe mitaita. So the locha is merkab. Even the mission goes. It's certain things you can't learn in large groups. You'll, right? And merkab even b'yachel you cannot learn. Even the two private people. The rabbi and the Talmud. It's only mutter unless the Talmud is a chacham umaybe mitaita. The Mor says, what does it mean? Oh, the Mor says, the Rosh HaProf. Okay, now. Sepela, Eich Yochel, Filo Chochem Muflug, Lohavi Midaita, Dvorim Shem Erlem, Lo Shem Erlem. So he means he has no knowledge, prior knowledge about it. We're going to give him a Rosh HaProf, and he's going to figure out the rest himself. So what does that mean? Filo Baki B'Shaz, Eich Yochel, Lohavi Midaita, Lohavi Midaita, Senes HaTara, in Rak Moitzin, Lo Rosh HaProf. Because you just give him Rosh HaProf, right, how do you figure out the rest? The answer is, this is a good Baal Moshe Teretz. How can it be that the door of day could do the Chet HaEgel? Right? The answer is, you see that could happen. The power of the Yetzer Hara. Like, that's the answer is, yes, a human being can do that. A person can figure things out. Okay. Now, a Maskei Yodei, a person who's intelligent understands that not only is that referring to Merkava, Rosh HaProkim, and the Avraham Avinu, but even today, Ali Kaliyam is there, a Reitz Alam and Divrei Torah, Al Buryoy, to truly understand Torah, Tzarech Lilma Torah, Me'atzmer, Lohobim Midaita, Rav Yisparan Nesvahamo. You need, it's not, you cannot absorb Torah by being have it taught to you. There has to be a point where you figure it out. So how do you figure it out? You figure it out. Now, who is your custom? Sefer Yosha, Miyuchas Ben Tam. So we have a Sefer Yosha Ben Tam, which is Shalos Chuvas and Kedusha. That's clear from the Ben Tam. There's also Sefer Kedusha Yosha, which is Musar and Machshava. It's not as clear that's from the Ben Tam. Otherwise, it's Miyuchas Ben Tam. But the Ibrei Al Das Das. Understanding das, okay. V'im tisasek l'chashe binyani abari yisbarach toisav mal. If you'll be asked to think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you will gain understanding. V'im tia yadas atzma tachum alosa kamapam. And if you get to the point where you're able to figure it out, that's many many times greater. Ki b'daita atzma yadas adeus kulan. He called day is the clothes beside the nefesh. Okay. Hey, the outer yom is there. A lemon tar le mita. Me atzim a lemon is so. Miskachim at the worim. Why you combine them is God. Okay. So now it seems to have gone far afield from the din of Horace Ponim. Because remember, he said before Horace Ponim is this the kula of das? That's how we ended off at the end of the last parak. Okay. It's okay. So if you follow the prescription which we've given you until now, and the person has come to have a true understanding of himself, and he's eradicated and removed that, he gets to the point where he can truly see. Right? So the same way he can truly see and understand somebody else, he truly sees the world around him. He truly sees the message which is in the Torah. So so he gets it. Right? If we don't get it, it's fascinating. Ramchal says that Derech Yitzchayim, the Ramchal says that when a person is learning Gemara, you don't understand it. The way he says it is like, there's, what do you understand Gemara? That's the Torah. It's a Russian talking to you, I don't understand, it. He says, because there's a klipa which is blocking the Hashpoa from Shemayim come down to you to give you an understanding. So he says, so how do you break through the klipa? He says, by harvesting and working, and that he's asking, so that ASIC breaks through the klipa, and then you understand it. So he comes from a different angle, that it's not almost like you ever figure something out. The Russian teaches it to you, but sometimes you can't hear the teacher. So this process of the figuring is the way to hear the teacher. Okay. So is that the same as we're saying over here, or the opposite? I think it's the same. What does he mean? The same way when I talk about that the concept of Horus Panim is to get you, means I'm not creating you. You are there with all of your depth and all of your understanding, all of your issues, etc. I just don't understand you. And the concept of Horus Panim is when I move beyond myself, I really see you as you. Right? So in the same way that he's talking about Avraham Avinu was understood, looked at the Bria and saw Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he says earlier that the Midah of the awareness of Chesed, the awareness of Hashem, Betzim are the same Midah. Avraham Avinu was the first person who saw Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Avraham Avinu was the first Baal Chesed, because those two concepts really are the same. It's a human being getting outside of himself and seeing beyond themselves. Whereas most people don't see the Bria from the Bria because they're busy seeing themselves and not really seeing the Bria. When you really see the Bria, that screams at you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. So why don't we see that? Because we're busy. The same way we don't see anybody else in our lives. We don't see Kadosh Baruch Hu either. Right? So the Russian has a message in the Torah. It's there. You just got to figure it out. Right? But how can you see the message of the Torah when you get beyond the limitations of yourself? The message is there. You're not creating the message. Right? So that the Das Me'atzmoy, I think what he means, if I'm understanding correctly, is the Bershom gave us the Kalim to truly get the message. The same way the Bershom gave us the Kalim to truly understand another human being, if we can get past this blockage, which is called ourselves. So we follow the prescription of everything up till now, where we've addressed all of our different the things inside of ourselves, I can truly be, and that's what it means, Das. Right? Das is the Hebrew between the knowledge and the human being. There's nothing blocking. So the knowledge becomes part of me. It's a total connection. It's the act of the Hebrew between a man and a wife is referred to as Das. I think I mentioned this. I don't remember what I said anymore. Last time, it was 17 years ago. Or 3 weeks ago. But it's the same.
A lot happens.
Right. So there's a physical ma'aseh chibur. That's not really what the Torah is describing. Is when a husband and wife get to the point where they truly understand each other, the Hebrew is tremendous. They talk about come on. But Kozman, I'm busy focusing on me, where's the Basar Echla? Because the focus is me, not the other person. But the physical Hebrew is an expression of that emotional and Das. When I truly understand the other person, the physical Hebrew is a Hebrew. Otherwise, it's just a Maisa. That's the Yedem HaKavish. So he's saying over here that there is, he says, and when I'm able to do that with somebody else, I truly get them. I truly understand them. There's no harsh problem greater than that. I'm always bringing light into their life. Because there's somebody who truly gets that.
How do you find the hardest part?
How do you find it?
Define it.
How do you define it? Well, I mean, that's a hard question.
Okay, it's been a few weeks.
So let's go like this.
Concern and connection. I think this is what Rebbe said last time.
What I say? Concern and connection.
Concern and connection I have to another person to remove my focus from myself. That's what you said last time.
Okay. So Oris Panim, I think I told you the word about the definition. What's the difference between Or and Choshen? We spoke about this.
Or and Choshen.
Right? Like this. Let's stop for a second. There's a beautiful Rambam. The Rambam says in Mura that we talk about Eni Hashem, Yad Hashem, Ozne Hashem, etc. So we understand the person doesn't have eyes, doesn't have ears, doesn't have hands. We understand it's a mosh. So the way we understand it means the Russian, you know, we have eyes, ears, and hands. The Russian then use these languages to give us a way to understand what Hashem is doing. Ramach is a little bit different. The Rashi has a koyach of reading. Rashi has a koyach of shemiyah. If we would not have such a being, in our, such a power in our own being, we wouldn't understand what that means. So Rashi created us with a koyach of shemiyah, and a koyach of reiyah, and a koyach of holding, and all different things, to have a mashal to understand the Kadosh Baruch. So we're created as a mashal. To help us understand. That's what I'm saying. It's a beautiful thought. Okay? But
hard to grasp.
A little bit hard to grasp because we don't like perceive ourselves as emotional, you know.
Right? Well, and also because then you're putting those anthropomorphisms back on Hashem.
So what does it mean? So it doesn't mean it means, but the Baruch Hashem understood that. So the Ikar Nekuda of the Naim is the Re'iyah. So the Baruch Hashem has a kach of Re'iyah. Russia created us with eyes which allow us to see. So he said, oh, the eyes are the vehicle which allow us to understand the concept of Riyah, which is by Kadosh Baruch. So that's our muscle for Kadosh Baruch.
Well, even seeing, even the faculty of seeing, even get rid of the eyes, just seeing is something that Hashem doesn't actually have in sense that we
don't have another vehicle to understand the concept of Re'iyah. When the Russian said the Baruch was Roya, whatever that means, we don't have another vehicle to understand it. So now, let's take that concept. It's like Lavdak human beings. It says, we talk about there's this primordial Or, and then there's like Or. Right? What does it mean? So according to the way the Rambam understood the approach of the Rambam, it says it's the other way around. Or is the Rosh created a state of being where things are clear and they're understood. That's the state of Or. We don't understand exactly what that means. So Rosh created a physical thing called Or, which acts as a muscle to understand. Right? Choshech is the opposite. Is the Rosh created a state of being where things are not clear, not understood. That's Choshech. The Rosh created a physical thing called darkness. When you send a darkness and true darkness, and you really can't see anything. You really can't understand. You know, you don't really get what's there. Like the Mr. Shem says, you look at an almond, it looks like an almond. I mean, have you had that experience?
Yeah. Vacuum cleaners sometimes get me in the middle of the night. I look like a person.
I mean, I'm walking down the street and I see something up ahead, and I think it's a person there, and I really think I get close. It's just an almond. Right? It's possible. You don't see things real. You don't see things in reality. That's Chosha. So Russia created a world where you could see things really. And that's that's the Haga of Or. That's the meat of Or. The opposite. And it says that Yavin is Choshech. So I think the chat is like this, right? So let's say I see an occurrence which happens. I don't understand what's happening. So I don't understand. That's not Choshech. That's not covering it. It's just I don't understand. But let's say I give an explanation. And I accept that explanation, but it's not really a real explanation. That's kosher. That's covering. It's darkening it.
Right.
So, so Bob comes along and says, you know, why something happens? I don't know. Right. So Yabba comes along, why did it happen? Well, there's a scientific explanation, and there's a philosophical explanation, and there's, you know, socioeconomic explanation, and now we know why it happened. That's not why it happened.
Right.
It happened because Bob wanted it to happen. So that's kosher. You make something which seems to make sense, and therefore we accept and we believe it. And we believe now we know, and reality is you don't know. So that darkened it. It made it not visible. That's kosher. That's what Yavin is referred to as kosher. So Ha'aris Panim is the ability the Russian puts to bring awe into a situation. It means I see things in full reality. The Russian gave me the ability to focus outwards and see what is really there. That's Horace Ponin. So when that's true, I will really understand your situation. The natural response is, I truly understand your situation. I understand it. The Russian made us, my reactions will automatically be care and concern. The same way I have care and concern about my reality, when I get your reality, I care and I concern. When I don't get your reality, I'll give you a very extremely crude motion. I just had it happen to me today. Right? So, Lord Lena, there's a situation that they have right now, I didn't care of it yet, but the situation, there's an Israeli who was in some unnamed Arab country which has no diplomatic relations with Israel. And he was there undercover, and he was discovered by somebody as being an Israeli, and they threatened his life and he killed him. And he was tried for murder. So they're either going to put him in jail for 30 years, or they're going to kill him.
This just happened?
The trial just happened. He was found guilty. The decision what they're going to do, what the sentence is going to be, is coming on Monday. But the family has said that they have a blood payment. You know, they have blood money. If they'll pay the blood money for the fact that he killed this member, they'll be moichel, and then the court will let him go until
returned to,
and they'll hopefully return him back to Israel.
Okay.
That is where it's ending up. They need $120,000.
That's the blood money, $120,000.
Yeah.
It's not too much, right?
It's not too much.
That doesn't sound... It
sounds doable. Yeah. Right? But, you know, you got to come up with it right now. So, I saw this piece of information this morning, and I didn't act on it. You know, because it didn't give a clear...
Does Ruby have any... relation with this?
No, but the same opinion as Shmuley. This mom's opinion as Shmuley.
So you can donate somewhere, or what would Rabbi do?
So I didn't look into donating. I read it. That was it. Later on the day, I got an email. Somebody forwarded me an email from Zaka. Zaka in Eretz Yisrael has undertaken to be the vehicle to donate and to create and raise the money. Okay, now I'm going to do it. I'm more concerned about it now. But I didn't think about, you know, I didn't really stop and think of Kabbalah Belt. I can save a human's life if I do something. And if I really thought about that, what do you mean? I don't know what to do. I'd figure it out. If I were living in a situation right now where I see, you know, like right in front of me that I can save, I would say, oh, I'm not sure what to do. So let's go back. And I would say, I got to do it. Because I didn't think about it. Later on the day, I said, wow. Once I realized I had the clarity of what I could do, I thought about the impact of what I'm talking about. I said, what do you mean? There's no harm in it. I'm not going to do it. Right? So the, you know, so it's a very crude mushroom, but you know, it's like we don't see the whole picture. We don't think, we don't really see. We don't really hear. So our point is we really see. When I really see, my next reason, I'm not going to want to help. I can save a human life. I really get the person's situation. What's happening? Right? You know.
Going to the Ramchal. Wait, yeah, you said the... When you're learning a Gemara, and it's not you figuring out, it's because you're getting rid of a blockage. Yeah. So I don't know. I guess some people have learning just comes to them, and some people it doesn't. And some of the, you're surprised sometimes of, like, you know, the lifestyles of people who it comes easy to, and probably is not the You know, so it doesn't seem like the correlation. That's one part.
Okay.
And the other thing is then what if that's if the problem is that there's a blockage, so then really maybe if you just daven or you do some kind of other avoda where you get to know it, then it should come to you.
Which it could. He said the chazanish, we got stuck in a sugya and couldn't figure it out. He would stop and he would daven.
But he did. He also worked on figuring
he worked,
it out
but
first.
Got, but I said, but now that because that's the kalim we're given normally. If that doesn't work, you daven. The Rishi always said when Rukiriger would say Hashem Yireinu, it was a tefillah. It wasn't stam like Kavalim about that. The Russian take care of this. It was an act of tefillah. Russian, please help me. I don't understand. Okay, so now, but what Revolva is saying is, I mean, the Bershom, he's saying that it's not, you know, it's not extrinsic, though. It's intrinsic. The Bershom did give us the Kalim to truly see and understand things which are there. And it's a mind-boggling thing, like, be it in life, be it in Torah, etc. You know, you have something, you know, and all of a sudden, like, it hits you what the pshat really is. Be it a situation in life, you know, and you've been noticing the situation for years and years and years, or learning Gemara, and all of a sudden it hits you, oh, that's what the Gemara means. Right? So, that's not something extrinsic to the person, that's intrinsic to the person. I finally got it. I finally really, really got it. Right? So, but we have that power, that's a tremendous power. In this situation, it took me, you know, like, you know, 10 years to, all, like, sort of like, finally chap what's really going on over here. Right, that's a tremendous koyach. That's the power of the Bershom put into us, that ability. Okay, manifle koyach zeh shel ha'aris panim ba'adam lefanech ne'lomus b'chochma l'chayin chesach chanina l'boy b'mechitzosoy. It's the same koyach which allows us to truly understand something and then give over chesed and chanina to somebody with us. Zel seder shel adam shetikin atzma v'giel atzma v'yar mechetoy. He was a sack himself. He really understands himself. He's yar mechetoy. He becomes and gets this clarity of that.